Seasons HRRPC Interpretation.
This was a site plan that was approved for townhouse units, duplexes, and single-family detached dwellings under a condominium regime. The townhouse units and duplex units are within 165-foot building envelopes, and there is a minimum separation distance of 40 feet between those building envelopes. The single-family dwellings have a minimum 20-foot building separation between the dwellings. The applicant's engineer is requesting permission to encroach into the minimum required 40 feet or 20 feet side yard, a maximum of 5 feet for future enclosed trash enclosures, a covered or uncovered side entrance into the dwelling or the garage, and covered or uncovered showers. There's no individual lot lines for the units, and typically the setbacks for these structures are measured from the actual perimeter boundary line. Homes on individual lots do allow for some types of encroachments. If there were any encroachments that were permitted on the sides of these units, there may be instances where there's not a 20-foot or 40-foot building separation. It's also possible that the maximum building length could exceed 165 feet in a building envelope. Since this project's a residential plan community, the commission has to approve any revisions to the site plan, and I provided you a copy of this site plan.
And the interpretation is being asked of the commission by staff or by the engineer? So then potentially if we have two adjoining buildings that normally would have a 20-foot side yard setback, we could wind up with a 10-foot.
10-foot, correct.
And would that meet the requirements of the fire marshal?
I am not sure on that. There's someone here.
You want to hear from the engineer?
Sure.
Okay, Mr. Gross, you want to come up and enlighten us as to the nature of your request and how it affects all the various other folks who have something to say about it.
Sure. Thank you for the opportunity. My name is Roger Gross. I'm a professional engineer with Mearstone Consultants in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. Basically, the request is to amend the revised site plan. Actually, that was the purpose of the application, was for a revised site plan. I think planning and zoning is looking for an interpretation on what I'm asking for, but basically what we're trying to accomplish is allow residents in there to encroach within the 20-foot or 40-foot building separation or side yard with enclosures such as trash, covered access ways, and showers, a maximum of 5 feet, which is kind of similar to the county ordinance for fee simple situations that allows encroachments into the side yard. What's happening is over the last couple of years, development started to take off, and there's a lot more building taking place in the Seasons. And the developers are getting inundated with a lot of requests for showers, and based off of the layout of the subdivision, if a lot is on an outside of a curve and the rear of the lot has more than 20 feet, then they've been approving a request from homeowners to put showers in. Well, people that don't have that situation and they're tight, they're going to the developer and asking for showers, and they want to know why they can't put a shower in. So they're getting inundated with a lot of these requests, and basically in conversation with the developer, we felt that instead of dealing with these individually, and it's my understanding in talking to Mr. Lank, that if the condo association approved the request that would encroach in that 20 feet, we would have to come before commission in order to get that approval. And it just seemed to simplify the process if we could revise the site plan with the appropriate language. So instead of coming before the commission on every, you know, application where somebody wanted a shower or an enclosure, we could basically just revise the site plan with that language. And that's basically the nature of the request.
The situation that we've had is not the commission, it's been the Board of Adjustment. required to go to the board. Variance request for these structures that would be improved between, within the 40-foot separation. The RPC is a little different because the RPC commission's got some kind of flexibility. Not between the 40, but in the case of the 20 feet between two buildings where they're clustered. They could do some things in those situations, and some of them they've already got permits for. But in the 40-foot space, and they've been required to go to the board. I don't think the commission can grant a variance from the 40-foot spacing requirement, because that's a requirement of the code where you're saying it's got a multifamily building, it'll be 40 feet apart.
And the same thing as Mr. Evan and I were talking about, the 165-foot building envelope.
Oh, yeah, correct.
Also, that's...
that's a maximum that the commission can't alter.
Yeah, so if you had multifamily that was out to the limits of the 165 feet, you couldn't go another 5 feet beyond that on the outside.
And in those instances, they have to go to the board. And the majority of them have gone to the board. The information of those instances, whether you're dealing with length and you're dealing with spacing requirements that's required by the code, that the commission can't alter.
And it might be a language situation that we have to deal with. We're not asking to exceed the 165. Matter of fact, I think there's only two six-unit townhouse buildings that are even close to that 165 envelope, and they're already built at this point. So we're just, it's generally we're looking for the single-family or the duplex units.
Are there dumpsters on the site, or is the trash collection individual? You're just saying they want trash enclosures. One of the reasons is trash enclosures. Is that correct?
Yeah. There's not dumpsters on the site. I believe it's individual trash receptacles for the, I know for the single family units. There's not a centralized dumpster location.
Is there a maximum length that you're looking for? I mean, if you're looking to go 5 feet out, are you looking to run that all the way down the side of the home, or what is your maximum?
Well, generally the request is for a maximum of 5 feet into that 20-foot or 40-foot setback, no more than that 5 foot.
What about your length this way? I mean, I understand the distance of a shower, but what would stop you from running, I guess, all the way down if this was looked at?
I mean, the only thing they're really trying to accomplish is the watertight storage or covered access ways. And I haven't seen any of their building plans to know exactly what some of those options might be as far as running that the entire length of the house.
Because if it could be enclosed, it could be, if it was granted, you could go 5 feet by.
Yeah, and it's not supposed to be, and it's also, it's not supposed to be conditioned space. It's going to be some sort of entryway or accessway, and the addition of the covered part, which is kind of different than what the county ordinance is in regards to encroachments into side yards, was the fact that some of the buildings are 2.5 stories, so he was concerned with some privacy issues on showers and covered accessways.
Thank you.
Really, it sounds like it either goes to the Board of Adjustment or requires some kind of amendment to the order to allow for some extensions on unenclosed other than a canopy or something of that nature that could be done on.
That would encroach upon that 20-foot setback.
Yeah, but you're dealing with right. A specific plan approval for 20-foot space in between, in this case, duplexes or singles. Basically giving you a setback requirement that's the same as if it's MR or a property line.
Right.
But the 40-foot spacing has been an issue that's the biggest one that goes to the board is that they want to add chimney, they want to add entry, they want to add some kind of enclosure that encroaches into even electrical box cover. They've had to go to the board for that. Deck extensions, et cetera. Nothing can encroach into that 40. That's been held to since the ordinance, unless they went through the Board of Adjustment.
Mr. Lank, I have a question about that. If the the multifamily building envelope was less than the 165, it was you know, something short of that, like 148, would that have an impact on whether you could encroach into that 40 foot?
40 foot still stands. Less than 165, it's still a 40 foot spacing requirement between multifamily buildings. Doesn't matter the length of the building, it's whether they're multifamily buildings. And we have situations where you could put a cluster of duplexes. Say you had 165 and you had four duplex buildings within that 165 and had space in between the buildings that are within the 165. Doesn't give you the right to expand it on the outside of the 165. Without going to the board. Like the only other option I can think of would be that we'd have to take an amendment to the ordinance to allow for some kind of encroachment and it be specifically referenced in the code.
Just one more point, if I may. The issue has really been, this has really come up over the last 6 months because they have been real busy with, you know, building in there, and things are getting tighter now. And there's been a lot of, and this is going to continue, you know, through the developers handling it now, but eventually they'll, you know, turn it over to the condominium association. And there's just been a lot of requests, and there's been a lot of uneasiness with, hey, how come my neighbor has a shower and I can't get one? And we're just trying to, we're basically trying to get together and try to come up with a way that kind of evens the playing field and kind of simplifies that process moving forward.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm concerned that, you know, when we're talking, we have a, you know, an approved plan, and because that approved plan didn't allow for these kind of structures, that's not our problem. That's a design problem. And if, you know, one of the things that could have happened if they had allowed for that, those kind of structures to begin with, then maybe the density would have been less because they would have had to
allow space for them. Yeah.
Right. So, and I agree with Mr. Lang. I don't see us doing something that would be counter to our current ordinance about the 40 foot. And they already have a grievance procedure with the Board of Adjustment to address some of those issues that are allowable by the code. So, you know, we're not in a position for one project to sit here and change a code or try and change ordinance, because that's beyond our authority. You know, the ordinances were created by the council. So maybe, so I don't see how we can counter, you know, or override the Board of Adjustment by giving them a carte blanche. Yeah, you can do that. So I don't know that we're able to solve their issues today. I thought.
It's a design problem.
I agree. I don't think we're in any position to relax the ordinance any more than we are to expand the ordinance. It is what it is. Board of Adjustment is there for a reason. And you guys had plenty of opportunity to design your buildings to fit in there. I don't see where we can provide you relief.
And like I stated, it's, you know, it's basically just the unevenness of the situation. There's units.
But sir, understand.
I understand.
But the ordinance didn't create that unevenness. Your design created that unevenness.
It's a design problem. It really is. And since the residences aren't built, there's likely a way that they can be redesigned to incorporate those things and stay within the boundaries. Nobody, I know they don't want to do that, but, you know, I mean, those are going to be, I think, are going to be your choices.
Right.
But I don't know. I'm just one of five, so I don't know what these other guys are.
So I don't know, do we even need to make it, you know?
What kind of motion is required?
I guess a motion to deny the relief sought by the applicant, or the interpretation sought by the applicant. You know, because, I mean, they've asked for, you know, a revised site plan, yeah.
Well, okay.
Mr. Chairman, concerning the Seasons HR RPC off of Road 273, request for revision of the approved site plan. My motion is for denial.
Second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded to deny the interpretive relief sought by the applicant for a Seasons HRRPC that would result in a revised site plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.